This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. And going forward every Sunday from 6 to 10 Eastern time. Like I said, I'll do everything I can to help you out. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to try to get you an answer or help out. That's why I have a lot of people email me. You can go to paulparent.com, go all the way to the bottom, and where it says contact us. Some of you that contact us last week, that was a gentleman by the name of Larry. He emailed me. Larry, if you're listening, I'm going to email you a little bit later today. Like I said, I went to Stockbridge School, 100-year celebration yesterday in Amherst, Mass. So it was some good information there. So give us a call to help you out. Like I said, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I wanted to share a little bit of, you know, some sad news. You know, as we all know, my father passed away in August. Somebody who my father had known very well and has talked about and done many remotes at, and I currently work for at Mahoney's in Winchester, Massachusetts. Our founder, Paul Mahoney, passed away peacefully this past Sunday. I found out the news after I got off the show. Paul Mahoney was an incredible man. Somebody who started in this business as a small roadside farm stand in 1959 and grew that company to what it is today. Paul was an innovator in there. He really paid attention to retail needs and took care of customers. He wanted to make sure that every customer was helped in the same way. A lot of stories that I heard from prior employees and current employees, Paul would make sure that he stayed. If somebody pulled into the garden center and we were closed, we weren't closed because he wanted to make sure everybody got what they needed. Great man, very strong man, great family. His wife, Doris, I've known both of them since I was about 14 years old, maybe earlier. I remember Doris saying to me when I was young, "When you get old enough and you're ready, just come see me. You can work for us at any time you want. I'll even get a store for you." I wasn't going to make Doris get me a store. I wanted to just work for Mahoney's because of the great name. I just wanted to pass on my condolences to the whole Mahoney family. Everybody who knows the Mahoney's knows how great of a company they are. It's a great place to work for. But Paul Mahoney will definitely be missed. The Mahoney's are in my thoughts and prayers, as I know many out there, and they'll always be in our hearts. I take some solace in that when I get to heaven, between my father and Paul Mahoney, the gardens are going to be incredibly beautiful up there, and we have some of the great gardeners of our past up there really making things look good. So, you know, they're up there planning our futures up there. So I just wanted to, like I said, pass along my condolences to the Mahoney's family, the loss of Paul Mahoney as a great man. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to go right back into the phone lines and answer some questions for you this hour. Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn in Massachusetts.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, I've got another Montauk Daisy question. Okay. I'm not too familiar with doing a lot of planting, but last September or October, I bought a Montauk Daisy plant, and it was either budding or in bloom. Excuse me. This year, it's just flowered about 3 days ago, and it does look good. Did I hear you say earlier that every 3 to 5 years it can be thinned out?
Yes.
And how do I go about doing it? Dig around the plant and look for bulbs?
Yeah, so one of the easiest ways to do it, like you said, you kind of dig around the bottom of the plant and see where different plants are, technically. You want to look at it because if you were to just stick the shovel in right from the center and just cut, you might be cutting a lot of the good foliage, the good plant. The Montauk will send out shoots off the sides and create their own plants. And so those are the ones you want to thin out. Those are the ones you can take. You want to get as much of the root system as possible. You can kind of dig in the soil a little bit, see how it is. But I would almost suggest doing that in the spring, not at this point in time. Let it go into a dormant period and have some of that, because you're going to want to prune Montauk Daisy in the spring and again in July. In the spring, you're going to cut it back to about 6 inches. So it's going to be focusing on revitalizing and getting bigger, that type of thing. So I would look for that to do it at that point.
Okay. So, like, it was very late this year. It might have been a little bit earlier last year when I bought it. Excuse me. You said in the spring, and then again in about what month?
So about July, maybe cool. Around July 4th. Think of that time period. So basically right at the beginning of the spring, when it's really starting to warm up, that's when you're going to cut it down to about 6 inches.
Okay.
It's so some of the growth right now you're going to be leaving there. You're going to kind of let it go. So that's why you want to cut it in the early spring so it can rejuvenate. And then you're going to give it a couple months to grow, get stronger. And on July 4th, just use that as, a reference. That's when you're going to prune it again. You're not going to cut it all the way back to 6 inches at that point. You're going to do more of like a pinching type, cutting back so it doesn't go to flower at that point. The whole point of flowers and plants is they want to go to seed so they can reproduce. So that's usually what happens with the flowers. And so a Montauk Daisy is just like those. They're going to try to create that seed, that flower, so that it can continue on going forward. It wants to reproduce and get bigger and better. So that's why that July 4th is that pruning time, to cut back a little bit.
So if I didn't have a bloom like now, it's just blooming now, and I know they bloom late is what I was told, but if I start pinching around in July, am I going to get any flowers this time
of
year?
So by pinching in July is going to push for the growth. What it's doing is it's reinvigorating the plant. So all the plants have hormones in them that create, that push the growth forward. And by pinching back, that one hormone that has become the leader has now become two hormones trying to become the leader. It gets it a stronger plant, a bigger plant. So what it's doing, the bigger it is, the more fertilizer it can take, the more water it can take, the better it will be for you. Mm-hmm. So by pinching them, it's going to allow you for further growth.
Is it leaves and some of the buds, or is it just the leaves?
Leaves and some buds. I wouldn't go like crazy. Like I said, yeah. The early spring one is your crazy prune, if you will. You go back to six, you're almost like, oh, I can't believe I'm cutting this to what it looks like. Because you're saying, all right, if I cut it back, what's going to happen? But that's what needs to be done in the spring. It needs to have about 6 inches of growth that will start to produce more leaves and get bigger and better around July 4th. You cut it back a little bit, and then it's going to get bigger and better again. So it's a multiple step type process just to get to those blooms at the end of September, beginning of October.
Well, thanks a lot. I just, like I say, they didn't say much on the tag, and now I know what to do.
Well, good luck, Evelyn. It's one of those things that's great because it's such a late bloomer. You get that feeling of, like, that summer, that late summer, even in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
It still feels nice to be outside.
Yeah.
So it's the perfect end to the summer, if you will.
We had to put a mailbox in. Some of us neighbors, we live up on a little bit of a hill. And so it was nice coming around the bend yesterday and seeing flowers. You know, quite a few of them are bloomed out, and it just did kind of lift it because it's been so gray and rainy up here.
Yeah, no, I understand completely. We just drove through the birch shears, and everything is turning colors. You know, yeah. You got your yellows and reds, and they're beautiful, but looking at them, you know what's next, and that's that winter that's around the corner.
Well, thanks a lot for your help.
Evelyn, thank you for the phone call, and good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll help you out best we can.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Montauk.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for about another half hour, 36 minutes to answer all your questions. But if you have some questions and you can't get through, go to the website at paulperrin.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom to contact us, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Might take a couple days to get an answer to you. As I was saying earlier, I have a full-time job, which is 5 to 6 days a week, plus my other full-time job with my two girls when I get home, and then on Sunday. So I try and answer as quickly as I can. Just need a couple more hours in the day. I'd take it if it was a couple more hours a day of sunlight. That would be awesome, too. Anyways, let's go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Paula, New Hampshire.
Paula, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a lot of wild violets growing in my backyard, and I was wondering what I could do to eradicate them. It's really filling it in.
Yeah, wild violet's one of those that, hence its name, goes kind of wild everywhere and will just take over. The best time of year to really to kill the wild violets would be the spring months, late in the spring, beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of it does is it'll be there, you'll see it, but it just starts to have a dormancy period where you're not going to kill everything.
Right.
So it's not the easiest to eradicate at this time of year. I would definitely look at the spring, let some of the growth come out. You want to see actively growing shoots. You want to see actively growing broadleaf weeds. to take a look at it. One of the best products that I've seen out there is from Bonide. It's Clover Oxalis and Chickweed Killer. It's Clover Oxalis and Chickweed Killer.
Okay.
It comes in, there's a trigger spray and then there's a concentrate. So the trigger spray you can just spray over the areas. The concentrate you would have to put in a sprayer, a pump sprayer. But those are some of the best, that's one of the best to be killing wild violet that I've seen.
And
the downfall, what was that?
Does Scott have that?
That's a Bonide product.
Oh, okay.
You can find that in any of the local garden centers, but it's a great product to use. The thing about it is you're going to have to do it 2 to 3 times during the year, during the spring and early summer. It's usually in about a 14 to 20 day interval, maybe even just 14 day interval.
Right.
Spraying it a couple times. So once you spray it, 14 days later you spray it again, and then 14 days later you spray it again, because you're going to get it at the different cycles of its growth.
Mm-hmm.
The downfall... Go ahead.
Do I have to water it as well?
No. No watering on this. It's a liquid that you want to stay dry so it can dry into the plant and then translocate through the plant to kill it. So it's not something you need to water in. This is a liquid form. They do have like a broadleaf weed killer granular form in the for like your step two.
Mm-hmm.
That you would use like 6 weeks after you would put your crabgrass preventer fertilizer down.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is more of a specific type of killer. And so that's why I would want you to use this. Like I was saying, one of the downfalls of this, and I don't consider it a complete downfall, is you're going to notice that there's going to be a lot more bare spots in the lawn. It's going to kill a lot. And you're going to look at it and say, oh, I killed everything. Well, you kind of have to get rid of what you have there. So you're just going to have to reseed again after you've killed a lot of it. Usually a 21-day interval afterwards is when you can
mm-hmm.
reseed. So it's something you need to do to eradicate, but you have to do it a couple times. And that's why I want you to start early in the spring, so you do have a good amount of time to actually reseed before it gets too hot for the year.
Right, so not good to do it now, that's for sure.
I mean, you could do some of it at this point, but you're better off doing it in spring so that's actively growing so you can really get rid of it. You want the plant to absorb this this chemical versus just have it on it a little bit. So that's one of the reasons why I want to see you do it in the spring.
I see. And now I have a hedge. How tall did I
Hold on one second for me, Paula. We're about to go to
All
break.
Right.
I don't want to cut you off.
Right,
just hang tight to the other side of the break so we can answer that question fully for you.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calling sex assault allegations against the nation's newest Supreme Court justice pure fabrications.
They fabricated stories about him to make him look as bad as possible. They're fabrications. Had no bearing in truth. And it was really very difficult.
Speaking there in an interview with Fox News host Judge Jeanine Pirro, Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed yesterday by a narrow margin in the Senate and later was sworn in as High Court Justice while outside the Supreme Court building. Loud demonstrations continued by people against Kavanaugh becoming a justice. A tropical storm off Central America will impact Mexico, Cuba, and then the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the National Hurricane Center, Tropical Storm Michael could reach the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We were on the line with Paula before the break, and I had her stop real quick because I want to answer that question. What was your second question, Paula?
About the hedge in my backyard. I like to keep it at about 5 feet high. Now, will that grow too fast so that I have to keep trimming it often enough or not?
Well, so with hedges, you're probably, to keep them in a smaller area, you're going to have to prune them a few times just to keep them compact. What I'd like to see you do is usually the pruning is done before, like, July 15th, no later than July 15th, if it's like an evergreen type hedge. What type of hedge is it?
It is an evergreen.
Yeah, so that what happens with an evergreen hedge is if you start to prune really right after, like, July 15th or later, you can actually get a lot of browning. It dries out quicker because of the heat of the sun, and you could do more damage to the hedges. So usually I like to see them done before July 15th. For ease to remember a date, before July 4th is probably your best time to be doing that. Mm-hmm. That way it has that time during the summer to focus on keeping the water in it, not being in that shock of being cut back. You want to make sure that when you do prune it, you prune back by a third of the growth. That's like a third of the green, not a third of the plant. Because sometimes with an evergreen, they have a very woody structure and just green on the outside. It's not very thick on the inside. If you were to take a third of the plant, you might take all the green off.
Okay.
So you want to look at it as the green and go by a third of that. That's the general rule of thumb. You don't really want to go more than that. You can go to about a half, but I don't recommend it. Anything over half, you're usually doing more damage to a plant than good for it. So that's why.
Quite tall. Can I trim it now?
You could trim it now because we're getting into those cooler temperatures. We don't have that heat that could be coming down on the hedges. So you can prune it again at this point. This would be a good time to do it because we do have some time before it gets real cold and really before a heavy frost. We might get a few frosts in the next, month, 3-4 weeks. But that's not going to do the damage on the hedge if you wanted to cut it back now. But again, like I said, just never cut it back between that July 4th process time period until about middle of September when we get that heat, that heavy heat.
Okay.
It really can affect the plant long term.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you, Paula, for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day as well.
Right. Bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Cynthia's on the Cape.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi. Thank you very much. Just want to say quickly that I really enjoyed your father over the years and haven't listened for a long time. I just bought a house on the Cape, and I turned on this radio because we don't have cable TV, and your show came on, and it was like deja vu all over again. Your father really inspired me over the years to become a gardener, and I live right down the street from that Mahoney's Garden Center here in Falmouth, and we just cleared our lot. It was like a fixer-up home of a lot of like small trees. It was kind of a wooded lot, so we have a blank slate. So my question is, we want to put in some sort of a low-maintenance landscape plan. So I'm trying to think of, I don't want to have a lot of lawn. I have about 15,000 square foot lot. But I'm thinking of some kind of grass that would be like a low-maintenance grass to plant that wouldn't need a lot of fertilizers and water and stuff like that. And then the other thing I was wondering about is recommendations on ornamental grasses and hydrangeas, and I was thinking, like, for screening rhododendrons, some of the green giant arborvitaes and junipers. So I was just wondering what your recommendations might be for some of those things, first starting with the grass.
Okay, so starting with the grass, there are a couple products out there. You could use the Pearl's Premium grass seed. It takes a little bit of time for it to establish before it becomes low maintenance. And that's kind of like the same thing with most grass seeds anyways. You do have to take some time to help invigorate it, help get it growing and going for a couple years usually. One of the things about the Pearl's Premium is it's less water, less fertilizer, less mowing. So it's really that low-maintenance lawn. But like I said, it does take a little bit of time, but it is a good product. You could also take a look at some of the Jonathan Green products, grass seed, or some of the Bonide grass seed products. Once those get established, they actually will take a little bit less fertilizer, a little bit less watering. Take a look at the products. There are some out there. I know because you said you're in Falmouth, you could go down to the store and you could get a Jonathan Green Black Beauty grass seed. It has a deeper root system. So that root system goes further down, so it's drought-resistant, disease-resistant, because it's getting out there. So that's a good seed to be putting down. They have different ones, but Black Beauty is mostly sunny. It'll take some shade.
We've taken down all these trees, so we removed the stumps and everything. So we have to put down some sort of a base, because I've never gardened on the Cape, so the soil is completely different from back home in Framingham. So.
Yep.
I'm going to have somebody bring in, like, loam and a mix. I'm not sure exactly what to do. It's very sandy, the soil here, and very sunny. So I guess.
Well, so you definitely want to add as much lume as you can if you're putting a lawn down. You need a good base to it. But if you could add some compost to that as well, maybe what you do is you take. For the lawn, you know, fill it, put a bunch of lume down, cover the area, give yourself, you know, a few inches of that. Maybe, you know, it sounded like if some of those areas where the stumps were, if you ground them down, you're going to want to try to get a good base, maybe 4 to 6 inches of lume, if you could, do the best you can to get as much there as possible. Not, you know, I'm not talking feet. I'm just talking what you can really do.
Right.
And on the top of the loom, what you could do is get like a compost to do like a top dressing when you seed. That compost will break down, go into there, and will give you that organic matter that will really help the lawn.
Okay.
So I think that would be an added benefit for you.
Okay. All right. So Black Beauty is what you recommend then.
That's one of the deeper grass seeds. Like I said, Pearls Premium is a good product. I have no problems with it. It does have a deep grass seed. I just know because I work at Mahoney's which product that they would have near you in Falmouth, and I know that Black Beauty from Jonathan Green would be a good product for you to use.
Okay. As far as the ornamental grasses, how much maintenance do they require?
So a lot of them, they're really very low maintenance. You don't need to do a lot with them. A lot of people will let them grow over the winter and just let them turn that brown and see those plumes in the air. You don't really have to do much. Some people will cut them back in the fall, but the ones that leave them up will just cut them back in the spring to get rid of some of that dead growth. And that's really all you have to do to them. There are some out there that really you don't have to do much, no watering, no anything, and it just goes. They clump, they get big. There's all shapes and sizes and colors. So it's really pretty
for the landscape.
Yeah, they're a great addition to the landscape because it's a different look than your normal, like, azaleas and rhododendrons and that type of thing. It just has a different texture, different look for you.
Right, right. So you cut them down to zero in the spring, and then they just grow back. Is that?
Well, you cut them down to about, like, maybe, like, 2 inches, so you see a little bit. Some people will do it in the fall, but I'll tell you, a lot of people have kept them up because the plumes in there are nice fall, early winter interest.
The foliage is pretty almost year-round, I think.
Yes, definitely. I would agree with you on that. So that's, you know, that's why a lot of people don't cut them down. I personally wouldn't cut it down in the fall, but in the spring you're getting rid of that dead growth that's there. If you look at some of the ornamental grasses and you look at the pot, you'll notice some of that brown stems are still there early in the spring when you would go into a garden center. They'll have some great growth, but there's some brown stems on the bottom, and that's from cutting them back so that they can rejuvenate and that type of thing.
Right. Okay. The other question is for screening, because I don't think I want to put up any kind of fencing.
Yep.
I would prefer to do, you know, sort of staggered. You know the green giant arborvitaes?
Yep.
Would those be something, would those be good on the Cape, you know, with the soil acidity here? And then the other thing was like junipers. Are those a good screening plant?
You could do either one of those. The green giant is great. Anything that's evergreen likes acidic soil as it is. So that would be good for you.
Okay.
The green giant, the thing about the green giant is it wants to grow as tall as possible quickly. The green giant's going to get nice shape to it, but you might need to replace it every about 15 years because it's just going to get so big and full.
Okay.
You could look at an emerald green arborvitae. It's just a little more tight. You'd have to plant them a little bit closer, but it's got a nice shape consistently. And it makes a nice hedge, and it would, you know, it would stick around for a bit.
Do they bend over, though? Do they, you know, tend to, with the weight of snow, do they tend to bend and get out of shape?
They will bend a bit. One of the better things about the Cape is you don't get as much snow as you would, you know, more north in Massachusetts. So that could be beneficial for you. But there is a way to fix that. There's a twine out there called jute twine. It's green. It's biodegradable. Towards this time of year, maybe in about a month from now, you can actually tie the tree up a little bit to hold it from bending over so it doesn't have that droopy phase to it.
Okay.
As far as some other low-maintenance type plants for you, you said you had a lot of sun. I'd look at the endless summer hydrangeas.
Okay.
And I'd also look at knockout roses. Okay. Those two are some of the easiest landscape shrubs to deal with. excuse me. By adding those into there, you're not going to have to do much. The great thing about an endless summer hydrangea is it blooms on old and new wood. So if it gets cut back, it's still going to bloom for you. And
okay.
The knockout roses, you can cut them back and they'll bloom again. You don't actually have to cut the knockout roses back like you do other roses.
I was going to say, do you have to prune them a lot like the other roses? Or
no, that's one of the beauties of the knockout rose.
Okay. And do they require a lot of fertilizing, or do they?
No, not really. They're a lot. You know, they'll take some of that acidic soil that you guys have down there. You could always use rose tone on them in the spring. It's a longer, slower release fertilizer, so it'd be a good product to use. But a few of those things would be fine for you. One of the other things is right now would be a good time to be headed down to that Falmouth Mahoney's because, you know, I can promote them because I work for them. But one of the cool things is we bring in a lot of plants late into the season. The Falmouth location and the Winchester location are the biggest locations for Mahoney's. And we actually, this past week, we brought in two full trailer loads of plants because we can still actively have them. That doesn't happen a lot at garden centers. So we have a lot of fresh material.
Oh,
at the same time, we do have some of the product that's been there from the years past, from this year, that we call our yellow tag sale, which is 33% off. So you might be able to get some really...
I saw a big sign that said, like, yeah, 30 to 50% off or something.
Yeah, you could find some really good arborvitaes to cover there. So I definitely recommend going there.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, Cynthia, thank you so much for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Advice. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just a couple minutes left before we get off the air, so I want to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Elaine and Lawrence.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Very sorry about your dad. I've been
Thank
a listener
you.
Of his for many, many years, and he was a fine person. He
Thank
died
you.
Suddenly, didn't he? Or did he have a problem?
No, everything, he passed away in his sleep. Suddenly, so it was a shock to everybody.
He was fine. He hadn't been sick.
No. He's fine. He was fine.
Yeah.
That's sleep apnea is the cause of death of my father, and it's out there. Sleep apnea. No matter what you can do about it. So.
Yeah. Oh wow.
It just happens.
How's your mother taking all this? Is she?
My mother is doing everything.
All right.
My mother is doing everything she can. She's a strong woman, an incredible woman who helped raise me and my two brothers. We're lucky to have her around.
Yeah.
She's at my house today with my wife and my two daughters and I. And my oldest daughter is so happy to be with her Mimi and hang out with her that it's great to see, brings a smile to my face. So she's doing great. She's an incredible woman. So
well, have a problem. I bought this house 2.5 years ago, and there's a trumpet vine in the middle of the garden. And it hasn't flowered for 2 years, and it's so invasive, Patrick. I want to just get rid of it. How do I go about doing that?
Well, so, you know, one of the things you can do is try to cut as much of it as possible down to the ground.
Okay.
But leaving a little bit of that there.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to see you do is take a weed killer. You can use Burnout from Bonide. It's a
okay.
It's an organic
All right.
weed killer. What I'd like to see you do is after you've cut this trumpet vine down, the exposed plant that's left on the ground, I want you to actually take the concentrate and paint it onto the roots itself instead of spraying it.
It
needs to be on freshly cut because it will absorb quicker and easier and be better off for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely cut it down to where you can find and then spray that into it or paint it into it. It's probably going to take a couple times, and you might not be able to get it all this year.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to need to do it again in the spring, have a couple times to do that. So that's what I would look to do. And Burnout from Bonide is a great organic product to do that.
Very good. Oh, so glad
again,
I called.
Like I said, it's going to take a couple applications.
All right.
It's not just one application. You're going to need to continuously do this. It might be a little bit late in the season at this point to have to do it multiple times. But in the spring, you can do it every 10 to 14 days. But what I'd like to see is any of that growth that you're seeing is have a fresh cut on it before you spray it or paint it.
All right.
The downfall
now, all these shoots that come up all over the place, will they die off?
Well, so you're going to have to hit those. That's where some of this is going to be the hard part. Because those shoots are coming everywhere. You're going to have to try to get as much as you can. And this would be the easiest way to do it. Or you could just try to dig out as much as possible.
I don't think we could,
Yeah, I think it's just going to take too much time to do that. And that's why I'm suggesting that. The thing you need to look at is make sure there's no surrounding plants that, you know, are into these roots when you're spraying this. That's one of the reasons why I was saying to paint it onto the stems.
So
that way you're not spraying the other plants around it. You're really just getting that trumpet vine that you're trying to eradicate.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much. Burnout from Bonide.
Yes, it's a great organic product. If you don't want to use that, you could use a vine and stump killer from Bonide. That is a chemical. I would do it the same exact way, paint it on there. It might be a little bit faster, but Burnout and organic might do well for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Patrick. Again, I'm awfully sorry about your dad.
Thank you, Elaine, for the phone call, and thank you for your condolences. We do appreciate it.
All right.
My family does appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right, guys, we're wrapping up. About 20 seconds left, so everybody out there, enjoy the beautiful day. Get out and garden, and, you know, like I try to say at the end, get out there, garden, plant something, and really be good to each other, because that's all we got is each other. So enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.